前面跟后面分开。
Why did this brother separate the words of the hymn?
这就是有背景。
Here's the background.
因为那个时候，他们就觉得我们只有一季，我们才能准备的好。
That time, the brothers and sisters thought they could prepare only within one season.
但是不管怎么样。
And regardless.
在加尔文的心里面。
In Calvin's heart,
他知道如果我们跟随主的话,
he knew that if we follow the Lord,
我们应该每一个主日来到主的面前。
We should come before the Lord's presence every week.
这是很清楚的。
This is very clear.
那虽然这样,
and despite that,
后来清教徒他们也认为主日应该是安息日一样。
The Puritans believed that Sunday should be a day of Sabbath.
什么工都不肯做。
You can't do any work.
但是不是指说每个主日一定不饼说。
But it didn't mean that you would break bread every day.
但如果你仔细读圣经。
But if you read the Bible.
每逢七日是第一日，他们不饼纪念主。
They would break bread every on the first day of every week.
这主的话是很清楚。
So the word of God is very clear.
如果你的感觉像加尔文一样。
If your feeling is like Calvin.
如果你有别的原因。
If you have other reasons.
你要向主负责。
You should be responsible for the Lord.
但有一件事我们知道。
So we know.
根据这一段圣经。
Based on this passage.
很明显的。
It is very clear.
讲到主的主。
It speaks of the Lord's table.
很明显的讲到主要回来以前。
It speaks of before the Lord's return.
从日出之地到日落之处。
From the rising of the sun even to its
end. 我的名在外邦中必尊伟大。
My name will be great among the nations.
在各处人必奉我的名烧香。
And in every place incense is going to be offered to my name.
因为我的名在外邦中必尊伟大。
And a grain offering that is pure for my name will be great among the nations. Isn't that amazing?
许多时候我们忽略了这一段。
Many times we misunderstood this.
我们忘记它是很重要的。
We forgot that this is an important topic.
好了，到了第二章，很明显给我们看见，只要你是祭司，你应该从你口里进入神的指示。
And in chapter 2, it shows us that if you are a priest, there should be true instruction.
人也应当从你的口中寻求律法。
And people should find the law from your mouth.
最可见，在主耶稣第一次来。
So before the Lord's first coming,
解释圣经的人是文士。
The scribes interpreted the Bible.
同时，他们也是祭司。
They were also the priests.
如果这两样真的在一个人身上就对了。
If these two things were in one person, that's right.
什么时候不在一个人身上，你看难处就出来。
When they are separate from one person, then you see
problems. 到了主耶稣的时候。
And during the time of Jesus.
这两样完全分开了。
These two things were completely separate.
虽然离开伯利恒只有五个英里那么近。
Even though they were only 5 miles away from Jerusalem.
让几个博士去朝见他。
They would let those wise men go to meet him.
他们仍旧可以做很好的学问。
They could do their academic
knowledge. 他们可以告诉你说，基督应当降生在，根据米迦书应当降生在伯利恒。
They could tell you that the Lord Jesus should be born in Bethlehem.
你看这些专家永远是专家。
But these experts are always experts.
他们难得见神。
They rarely met God's face.
所以弟兄们，有一件事要记住。
You must be clear about this thing.
你千万不要对专家着迷。
Don't be obsessed with experts.
你要问这个专家是常常见主的。
You must ask whether this expert constantly meets the Lord's
face. 这个读圣经是不是常常见主的？
Does he constantly meet the Lord's face when he reads the Bible?
在安利甘会里面。
In the Anglican Church.
有一个很会读圣经的圣经学者。
There was a very great Bible scholar.
他的名字叫做 Bishop Moore, 就摩尔会读。
He was the Bishop Moore.
不要忘记，他的罗马书。
His interpretation of Romans.
很少有人像他解释的那么清楚。
And there's rarely someone who explains it as clear as he did.
有另外一个学者叫做 Griffith Thomas.
And there was also the expert named Griffith Thomas.
他如果你有钱的话。
He said if you have money.
你只要买一本罗马书的注解的话。
And you can only buy one commentary on Romans.
你买摩尔的注解就很好。
It is enough to just buy the commentary by Moore.
因为摩尔的书。
Because Moore's
work. 一面叫人点头。
On one hand, you agree with it.
很有学问。
He is very academic.
但另一面叫人不能不在神面前跪下来祷告。
But at the same time, you must fall on your knees and pray before God.
这就是 Bishop Moore.
And that is Bishop Moore.
所以你弟兄当弟兄内地会要撤退的时候。
And when China Inland Mission was leaving China.
那内地会弟兄就问你弟兄一个问题。
They asked Watson Nee a question.
他说，等到我们有一天再回来的话。
They said, if we should come back one day,
what do
you want us to do?
你比如说你不要再把 传教士再回来。
Martin Mean said that you don't need to bring the missionaries back.
等到你们再回来的时候，大概我们福音已经传遍了。
By the time you come back, the gospel should have been preached.
不过你们应该多让那些有学问的人替我们翻译一些很重要的书，来帮助教会。
But he asked them instead to translate the very important books to help the church.
中国教会里需要的不是福音，因为福音已经传遍。
The church in China didn't need the gospel because the gospel had already been
preached. 中国教会需要的长大。
But they needed to grow up.
有些书能帮助我。
And there were some books that could help them.
那像摩尔那本书就是能帮助我。
And Bishop Moore's book is one example.
感谢主，有的弟兄呢，就因为这个缘故就把它翻成中文。
And thank the Lord, some brothers and sisters translated.
所以大家休息的时候，如果到书摊去的话
，So if you go to the bookstore,
你看有一本书是摩尔写的，是专门讲的罗马书的注解。
You can see that there's a commentary on Romans by Bishop Moore.
就是有一班弟兄他们在台湾。
And a few brothers and sisters in Taiwan.
他们觉得他们懂了一点的英文。
They understood English.
他们觉得应该把这些东西翻成中文才对。
And they believe that these things should be translated into Chinese.
所以如果弟兄姊妹有兴趣的话
，So if you're interested,
你慢慢就会看见这样的书的确能帮助我。
You see that these books really do help you.
所以明白吗？要做文士。
So you have to be a scribe.
但同时又是。
But at the same time, you must also be a preacher.
一面你看见。神的面光。
On one hand, you see the Lord's face.
在光中就能够见光。
And in light, you can see light.
因为神的光面光一定引到圣经中的光。
Because the light from God's face definitely causes you to see light in the Bible.
这样你就明白过来。
And then you understand.
一面来说，没人像你一样更明白圣经。
On one hand, maybe no one else understands the Bible like you.
但你不是把人带到你面前。
But you don't bring people before you.
你是把人带到主面前。
You bring people before the Lord.
更爱主。
To love the Lord even more.
所以这是神当初的目的。
This was God's purpose.
但是很可惜。
Unfortunately.
人慢慢慢慢就分开了。
People gradually separate.
我们的犹太教信心成。
You knew that Judaism was born.
那么如果是个犹太教的话。
And if it is Judaism.
那么当然你就可以解释了。
Of course you can explain.
所以很稀奇。如果你看见主回来以前。
If you look at before the Lord's return.
自从16世纪以后。
After the 16th century.
你慢慢会发现。同样在教会里面
in the church,
你看见宗教不知不觉的就形成
You see that in the same way a religion was formed
我们叫加尔
We know that Calvin
当他写基督教原理那本书
When he wrote Institutes of the Christian Religion
那不要忘记了那本书是很重要的
That is a very important book
当马丁路德改革的就是在那个礼拜堂挂95条的时候
When Martin Luther nailed the 95 theses on the church door
那个时候我们要记得这个加尔文只有八岁
Calvin was only 8 years old
所以等到他慢慢大学毕业
After he graduated from university
他慢慢做了律师了
He became a lawyer
他受了一些很好的训练
He received very good training
他就骑在马丁路德跟慈惠里的肩膀上
And he was on the shoulders of Zwingli and Luther.
还有许多明白圣经的肩膀上。
And on many others who understood the Bible.
他就把改革运动所有主给教会的丰富，把它通通放在一起。
And he put together all the abundance that God had given to the Protestant Revolution.
他当初的目的不是要做学问。
His original purpose was not to be a
scholar. 他当初的目的是要告诉人说，我们是为着信仰。
Instead, he was trying to explain the faith.
你们不要逼迫我。
He told them not to persecute us.
我们是为着信仰，所以我们从头到尾就把我们所相信的告诉你们。
We tell you everything that we believe because we are doing this for our faith.
因为他们受逼迫。
Because they were persecuted.
因为教会受逼迫。
The church was persecuted.
要有一本书来告诉世界我们是为着信仰。
They needed a book to tell the world that they were doing this for their faith.
加尔文从来没有想到是为着学问的。
Calvin never planned to do this for the scholarly purpose.
但是没有多久以后。
But very soon,
人才发现
people realized
原来加尔文的基督教原理
that Calvin's Institute
是改革运动以后的第一步的 systematic theology.
It is the first systematic theology after the Reformation.
请问在那个时候，罗马天主教还没有系统神学。
The systematic theology did not exist in the Roman Catholic Church.
所以如果从做学问的角度来看
From an academic standpoint
第一步的系统神学是加尔文给的
The first systematic theology came from Calvin.
现在基督教改革运动以后终于 有了解释。
And after the Protestant Reformation, there was finally an explanation.
那最好的解释就是一个律师提供的解释。
And the best explanation comes from a lawyer.
因为加尔文是个律师。
Calvin was a lawyer.
所以他受过很严格的训练。
He received very strict training.
他能够把圣经里面弟兄们所看在改革运动所看见他把他好好的把它写下来。
He could write down everything that the people had seen during the Protestant Reformation.
但是弟兄姊妹，自从加尔文有了系统神学以后，
but after Calvin had a systematic theology,
有一帮人起来反对改革运动。
A group of people started the counter-reformation.
所以天主教的人说，我们也应该有一套神学。
So the Roman Catholic Church said we needed a systematic theology.
所以在意大利的 Trenton 这个地方，
and in Trenton, Italy,
他们开了好几年的会。
They had several years of meetings.
那最后终于也形成了一套的系统的神学。
In the end, they also wrote down a systematic theology.
现在终于有两套的系统神学。
Now there are two sets of systematic theology.
加尔文的系统神学，
Calvin's systematic theology,
建立在圣经的基础上，
was built on the foundation of the Bible.
而天主教的系统神学，
the Catholic systematic theology,
建立在两个系统上，
was built on two systems.
一个是圣经，
one is the Bible,
一个是传统，
another is tradition.
不只是神的话怎么说，
not only what the word of God says,
人的话怎么说，
but also what people say.
所以请大家记得，
so please remember,
那些跟随加尔文，
the followers of Calvin,
还有留在反改革运动里面的人，
and those in the counter-reformation,
慢慢他们才发现我们不只有敬拜的地方，
they realize that we have a worship place,
我们也有神职人员，
we have clergy,
我们也有敬拜的人，
we have worshippers.
我们差的就是系统的神学。
We are just missing a systematic theology.
如果我们有了神学，
and if we have theology,
我们就有了基础。
We have a theoretical foundation.
所以请大家记得，所谓的基督教变成一个宗教，是自从改革运动以后慢慢慢慢就形成。
The religion of Christianity was formed after the Protestant Reformation.
所以要记得。所谓改革中的神学，
so reformed theology,
严格说来就是基督教的神学。
Strictly, it's the theology of Christianity.
意思是说，自从马丁路德改革以后，
ever since Martin Luther started,
如果你要明白圣经的话，
if you want to understand the Bible,
你现在很清楚的，你只要跟随这个神学就可以。
You can just follow this theology.
但是不要忘记，
but don't forget,
今天在当时的什么？当时最早最早在主第一次回来以前，
before the Lord's first coming,
犹太教有两个模式，
there were two forms of Judaism.
一个模式是圣殿的模式，
one is the form of the temple,
是讲到礼仪的 ritualism,
it is ritualism,
很清楚的。但另外一个呢是会堂的模式，
but the other was the form of the synagogue,
因为他们被掳到巴比伦。
They had been taken to Babylon.
所以当时没有圣殿，
and they had no temple there.
所以当然就没有礼仪。
So of course there were no rituals.
所以对他们来讲，最重要的是圣经。
For them, the most important thing was the Bible.
最重要是祷告。
The most important thing was prayer.
外面并不是那么重要。
The outside isn't that important.
所以在主耶稣来的时候，
so before the Lord came,
那个时候的犹太教是两个模式。
There were two forms of Judaism.
一个模式是圣殿模式。
One was the temple model.
一个模式是会堂的。
And the other was the synagogue model.
结果在主回来之前，
and before the Lord's return,
你看见慢慢基督教也有两个不同的。
You see that there are also two models for Christianity.
如果你注意路德会，
if you follow the Lutheran,
你注意圣公会，
if you notice the Anglican,
包括长老会，
and also the Presbyterian,
包括寻道会在里面，
the Methodist,
你慢慢看见说这个宗教的模式是个圣殿的模式。
You see that this follows the model of the temple.
所以到了礼拜天做礼拜的时候，
on Sunday when you worship,
大家注意的是那个 program, 是整个崇拜的程序。
Everyone follows the program.
你看见有人在那带领大家敬拜。
Someone leads everyone in worship.
所以很明显的这个模式是什么？是圣殿的模式。
Clearly that is the model of the temple.
但是没有多久以后，
but soon after,
你看见神就兴起了崇敬派的弟兄。
God raised up the Anabaptists.
敬虔派的弟兄。
The Pietists.
贵格会的
弟兄。The Quakers.
还有呢，就是弟兄会的弟兄。
And also the brethren.
你慢慢就发现。
And you see.
慢慢的一些的宗教的 这种神学院就形成了。
You see that another systematic theology was formed.
本来基督教只有一部系统神学。
Originally, Christianity only had one systematic theology.
到了1947年有另外一部系统神学。
But after 1947, there was another one.
这就是所谓时代派的系统神学。
This was dispensationalism.
这就是所谓弟兄会的系统神学。
Also known as brethren theology.
那么弟兄姊妹，现在很稀奇的。
Now it's very amazing.
在这些系统神学的背后。
Behind these systematic theology.
你看见大家崇拜的时候。
You see that when everyone gathers together,
你看见很明显是两个不同的模式。
You see that there are two models.
如果真的是崇敬派的弟兄，
if you are Anabaptist,
包括今天敬兄会的，
or also today's Baptist,
包括今天敬兄会的，
or to the brethren,
包括贵格会的，
or the Quakers,
也包括所一些灵恩运动的人，
and also some in the charismatic movement.
很稀奇的一件事。在他们的身上，你就很少看见礼仪。
You rarely see any rituals among them.
他们注重神话。
They are focused on the word of God.
他们注重与主有交通。
They are focused on fellowship with God.
但是不管如何，
but regardless,
有一件事我们记得，在主耶稣第一次回来以前，
before the Lord's first coming,
犹太教诞生。
Judaism was born.
在主回来以前，
before the Lord's return,
基督教也诞生。
Christianity was also born.
不要忘记。犹太教怎样是两种模式？
So there were two forms of Judaism.
你看见基督教也是两种不同的模式。
You see that Christianity also has two forms.
所以这里面就包含了撒底。
And this encompasses Sardis,
Philadelphia, 还有就是老底家。
And Laodicea.
所以如果我们明白圣经，
if we understand the Bible,
我们明白主耶稣第一次来。
And we understand the Lord's
first coming. 神的百姓是什么样的情形？
How the people of God were.
我们就知道主耶稣第二次来。
Then we also know that the Lord's
coming. 教会的光景是怎样的光景？
What is the condition of the church?
我巴不得弟兄姊妹能看见这两个平行。
I hope that people can see that these are parallel.
如果你看见这两个平行，
if you see these two parallels,
你就知道说怎么解释在主回来以前。
Then you know how to explain the
为什么基督教是今天的光景？
Of why Christianity is what it is now.
我们要问说为什么犹太教是今天的光景？
Why is Judaism what it is now?
什么意思？如果是犹太教的话，
if Judaism,
神说我爱你。
God said, I have loved you.
有人说你在何事上爱我？
Someone said, how have you loved us?
不只在主第一次来，
Not only before the Lord's first coming,
第二次回来，
but before the Lord's second coming.
神也说话，
God has spoken.
人也说话，
people have also spoken.
现在人慢慢变成专家，
Now people became experts.
可以把那些东西可以把它解释掉，
You can explain away those things.
现在不要忘记是什么时代。
What era is this?
是所有 political correctness 的时候。
This is a time of political correctness.
什么事情一定要讲得很准确。
You must say everything correctly.
你一定要说这些人是非裔的美国人。
You have to call these people African Americans.
或者亚洲裔的美国人。
Or Asian Americans.
你如果稍微多说一点，你就错了。
If you say a little more, you are wrong.
所以大家今天都有权利。
So everyone today.
所以你要注意到最少数人的一些权利。
So you have to know the rights of the minority.
所以慢慢，弟兄姊妹，因做这些缘，慢慢变成一个政治的东西。
And gradually this became a political thing.
所以慢慢本来看不见的变成看得见。
And those who couldn't see now could see.
那现在我们要问，为什么有的人很勇敢能站出来？
But how come some people are bold enough to stand out?
因为什么呢？因为有人跌倒。
Because some people have fallen.
有的祭司。
Some priests have fallen.
他们自己落在一种光景是不能够起来的。
They are in a condition where they cannot stand up.
为了叫他良心能够平安。
In order to give their conscience peace.
他去读圣经。
They read the Bible.
他回头去读那六处的圣经。
They read those six verses.
他因为受过神学的训练。
And because he has theological training.
他知道怎么去解释他。
He knows how to explain it.
那最后他自己良心平安。
And in the end, his conscience was at peace.
他觉得很骄傲。
He's very proud.
我没有犯罪。
He says, I have not.
而且现在可以提供那些本来那些人那个躲躲藏藏的人，他们就可以起来，很勇敢的起来。
And now he can allow other people also to stand up boldly.
从基督眼光来看。
From a Christian standpoint.
罪就是罪。
Sin is sin.
你不管什么样罪，就是罪。
No matter what sin it is, it is a sin.
我们知道说很多的婚外情，中国叫的小三。
We know that there are many extramarital relations.
有的人在外面有小三。
Some people have a second secret wife.
这是隐藏的事.
This is a hidden
matter. 你有没有看见小三起来出来游行啊?
Have you ever seen their concubines? We are very proud.
弟兄弟,
Why can't they do that?
那为什么有人觉得很骄傲?
But some people are very proud.
他一定有骄傲的理由.
They have a reason.
一定有圣经的根据.
They must have a
reason.
Doesn't God say that there's a rainbow, but He will never destroy the world?
所以这证明说神是爱.
So it means that God is love. God loves everyone.
不管你的性的取向是什么样的取向,
and no matter what gender you are,
弟兄姊妹, 现在你看你神都爱我们,
God loves you regardless of your gender identity.
神是爱我们,
God is love.
像爱罪人没有错,
God loves sinners.
但是很神恨所有罪人身上的罪,
but He hates all the sin that is on us.
弟兄姊妹, 还有信徒的, 现在问题为什么有的人平安?
So today, why are some people at peace?
不要忘记, 就是因为这些受过严格神学训练的,
there are some people who receive strict theological training. How do they know how to explain away those verses?
他平安了,
they are at peace.
别人也平安,
other people are at peace.
结果他们高兴得很,
and they are very happy.
他们说爱的胜,
they said that love wins.
这不是今天的情形,
is that not today's condition?
所以等到我们再读下去,
so when we keep reading,
我们等一等就明白了,
we will understand. It is clearly today's condition.
很可惜我们时间已过,
unfortunately our time has had its end, so we will stop
等到我们
here.
休息过了以后,
after we have rested,
我们再回来, 我们再继续,
we will continue.
好, 我们继续有一个简单的,
let's end with a simple prayer.
亲爱的主, 我们感谢,
Lord, we thank you.
你实在爱我们,
you have truly loved us.
所以你把这些话启示给我们,
so you have shown us these words,
叫我们能明白你自己的话,
that we can understand your word.
我们这样祷告感谢,
we thank you.
是靠主耶稣基督的圣名,
in Jesus' victorious name.
Amen.